It's 8 o'clock and welcome if you're just joining us. This is Morning Ireland with Cian McCormack and Mary Wilson. The news is read now by Ailish Sheehy.
The White House has said it will not rule out the use of military force to combat drug trafficking gangs in Venezuela. Three US warships have been deployed to the southern Caribbean. The Trump administration has designated several Venezuelan cartels as terrorist organizations. The White House press secretary Caroline Leavitt said Washington did not recognize Nicolas Maduro as Venezuela's president.
President Trump is prepared to use every element of American power to stop drugs from flooding into our country and to bring those responsible to justice. The Maduro regime is not the legitimate government of Venezuela. It is a narco-terror cartel. And Maduro, it is the view of this administration, is not a legitimate president. He is a fugitive head of this cartel who has been indicted in the United States for trafficking drugs into the country.
The US President Donald Trump has said Ukrainian and Russian leaders are preparing a meeting to discuss ending the war. The possibility of direct talks between the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and the Russian President Vladimir Putin was raised at a meeting of European leaders and President Trump in the White House 2 days ago. Mr. Trump warned it would be, as he put it, a wrought situation if President Putin refused peace terms. He said President Zelensky must show flexibility. Mr. Trump also spoke about security guarantees for Ukraine.
When it comes to security, they're willing to put people on the ground. We're willing to help them with things, especially probably if you talk about by air, because there's nobody has the kind of stuff we have. Really, they don't have. But I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think if a deal is made, you know, famous last words, right? But I think if a deal is made, I think Russia's had it. They've all had it. And for a very extended period of time, I don't think there'll be a problem.
NATO military leaders are expected to meet today to discuss Ukraine and a way forward from the war with Russia. The military chiefs of staff of NATO's 32 member countries will hold the video meeting, where developments concerning Ukraine will be the main focus. It's expected that officials will work out details of what security guarantees might look like for Ukraine in the event of a peace deal. In Dublin, a section of the Lewis Red Line is closed following a fire in the George's Dock area yesterday evening. The Red Line service is running from Talla Saggart to the Connolly stop only. There is no service between Connolly and the Point. Service will not resume until clearance has been given regarding the George's Bridge on which the Lewis runs and Lewis infrastructure, including overhead power lines. The fire broke out in the IFSC area at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. Its cause is not known. Dampening is continuing in the George's Dock Basin and a Gartha cordon has been put up. Greg O'Dwyer, the Assistant Chief Fire Officer at Dublin Fire Brigade, is at the scene this morning.
Last night when we originally arrived, the call came in roughly at 18:10, and it was the gas line on fire. Underneath the bridge here, underneath the Lewis Bridge, outside the Harbour Master Bar, and it appeared all of the service ducts that carry all the electrical cables and network cables and so on, literally a huge amount of cables underneath the bridge, were all on fire with the gas main.
Caitlin Cummins, representing Laois, was crowned the 2025 Rose of Tralee last night. In all, 32 competitors took part in the two-day televised event. Miss Cummins, a 20-year-old apprentice electrician, plans to obtain a degree in engineering. She is from the village of Ballyuskal, around 30 kilometres north of Kilkenny City, close to the Laois boundary. Speaking afterwards, Miss Cummins thanked all those who had supported her in the competition.
Oh my God!
Take a minute. How does it feel?
Like a dream. Oh my God.
Absolutely well deserved. Take a minute. Who would you like to say thank you to?
My mum, my dad, Lynn Maloney, Steve Cronley. You've been absolutely amazing. And these 31 girls standing right behind me.
Amazing!
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Generally dry this morning with sunny spells. There will be long sunny spells today, although it will remain cloudier in the southwest and northwest. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 21 degrees.